May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. This is the last Sunday in the season after Pentecost of this year B. This Sunday has been, for at least the last century, at any rate, celebrated as Sunday of Christ the King. Now, some people profess a degree of discomfort with the idea of Christ as King, declaring that Christ came to serve, not to rule. I'd like to suggest that there is something of great value in considering the reign of Christ the King in this world. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry loves to tell the world that we follow Jesus. We are part of the Jesus movement. The movement of Jesus, Bishop Curry says, is to turn the world upside down, and in so doing, actually to turn it right side up again. Our world is upside down, and it needs to be set right again. Our world is disarranged, sometimes deranged. And most of the time, it seems like we don't even notice how disoriented we are. And then something happens to make us see how out of order our world really is. Sometimes it's something big and cataclysmic, or sometimes it's something seemingly small and local. It could be an act of violence, like the shootings at the Parkland High School and war in Yemen, Syria. Violence shakes the world, and then we want to shake it some more. We want to retaliate, hit back, of course, to protect ourselves. But I think there's a problem with that logic. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you might murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie, nor can you establish the truth. Through violence, you might murder the hater, but you cannot murder the hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. And so it goes. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Those are the words of Martin Luther King Jr. So Martin Luther King Jr. said that. Jesus did that. Jesus stood in front of Pontius Pilate, beaten, bruised, and bloody. And Jesus declared that his followers do not fight to establish the reign of peace. The authority of Jesus comes from a completely different place than the authority represented in Pilate. Jesus and Pilate represent dominions that are diametrically opposed. Pilate represents the world we live in, the deranged, disoriented, disarranged world, in which the dominant view is that violence must be met with violence. Jesus, on the other hand, came into the world to witness to the truth that violence must be met with something else. It must be met with love. And that's hard. It may be the hardest part of my faith. Although I believe that Jesus teaches us to love and pray for our enemies, I struggle with balancing that commandment with the desire to keep the bad guys in line. I've always stood within the traditional understanding that armies and police forces are necessary to keep the world safe, to maintain order and justice. I'm thankful for and I honor the men and women who serve in our armed forces and law enforcement. But I'm increasingly convinced that we are reaping a whirlwind with our armed responses to terrorism and violent crime. There are limits to what the use of force can accomplish, and the lines of those limits are often drawn in the blood of innocent lives destroyed as collateral damage in keeping the peace. We respond to violence with violence, and human beings who happen to be in the way die. And their families, their people, feeling the same grief and fear that caused us to strike out in the first place, respond in kind. And so it goes. It is for this very reason that Jesus came into the world, to step into the path of the descending spiral of violence, to absorb its destructive power, and to establish God's kingdom of peace and love. The reign of Christ is characterized by righteousness, peace, joy, and love. Jesus met the violence and the chaos of this world, stretching out his arms of love on the hard wood of the cross. And Jesus took the hate, the fear, the oppression, and the violence into his own body. He died the death that humanity's brokenness required of him. And Jesus absorbed the power of death and the sin of violence into his love for us. Jesus rose to life again to draw us up out of the chaos and violence of our sinful nature. Jesus rose to life again to show us again that darkness does not overcome the light and that love is stronger than hate. To believe in and follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior means that we have to come into the light of another realm, the realm in which the darkness of violence cannot be disguised as anything other than evil. Now, my all too human heart squirms in that light and wants to scurry away into the darkness. But because I follow Jesus, I must stand in the light of another realm, no matter how hard that is. Because we follow Jesus, we must stand in the light. As long as we resist violence and hatred, we can work with God to establish a world that is turned right side up again. Will you listen to the voice of Jesus and resist the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? I hope that in your heart you hear the echo of your baptismal response, "I will." Will you put your trust in the grace and love of Jesus Christ? Will you seek and serve him in all others, even those whom you know to be your enemies? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being, even those who might seek to do you harm? That's what we signed on for in our baptism. We all stood here just 3 weeks ago and again last week and reaffirmed those very commitments to the principles of Christ's rule, Christ's kingdom. And with every promise, we remembered that we are able to do these things only with God's help. In Jesus Christ, God has given us a leader to follow in the paths of righteousness and peace. And through the Holy Spirit, God has given us the power to do infinitely more than we could ever do on our own. And keeping that in mind, knowing that we are hungry and thirsty for the rule of Jesus Christ in the world, I want to offer the following blessing. It's a Franciscan blessing, and it's designed to help us remember that Christ's kingdom is at hand and that grace will supply our need. May God bless us with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may seek truth boldly and love deeply within our hearts. May God bless us with holy anger at injustice, oppression, violence, and the exploitation of people, so that we may work tirelessly for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless us with the gift of tears to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that we might reach out our hands to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. And may God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we really can make a difference in the world, so that we are able, with God's help and through God's grace, to do what others claim cannot be done. And may the reign of Christ, the King of glory, the King of peace, be manifest in our hearts today and every day. Amen.